This is exactly right.
On the 12th season of Tenfold More Wicked, we investigate a series of compelling mysteries from the city of Fall River, Massachusetts, where problems started generations before Lizzie Borden's murders made her a household name. Join me as we cover the misfortunes that have befallen this infamous town for more than 150 years, including the Great Fire of 1843. Season 12 is out now on Exactly Right. New episodes on Mondays. Follow Tenfold More Wicked on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's that at the foot of my bed? It's spooky and kooky. I'm pretty sure it's dead. It's coming this way. Wait a minute.
Boo, it's me, Roz. We got some return favorites on the pod today. I don't know when it was. At some point, was it 2 years ago? Was it 1 year ago? I'm not sure. But at some point, I had on Vanessa and Michael from the podcast I'm Not Busy. And people loved them. They're so funny. I'm obsessed with them. You should go listen to their podcast. I actually did an episode. They don't often have guests, but one time I was on their podcast and we laughed so much together, and they're just such good energy, both of them. I really like them. And go back and listen when they were on this show, because on that one, they share their experiences and their stories and their beliefs and all of that. And today we're doing more the newer format that I've been doing a lot lately, and we're going to be looking into the Battersea Poltergeist, which is a famous poltergeist case that I knew a bit about. There's a really successful podcast that covered it, and I just learned that it's going to be a TV show. I believe a scripted TV show that's based on it, produced by Blumhouse, that will be on Peacock. So look out for that. But Michael and Vanessa, they're so funny. Michael, I've met through listening to their podcast. Michael's besties with Vanessa. And I've known Vanessa for a couple of years. We used to do shows together. And she's been blowing up. She was named one of Variety's Comedians to Watch of 2022. She's also been opening for Chelsea Handler, touring around doing that. And the two of them together are Michael and Vanessa. They're so great. So you're going to enjoy this, I hope. If you're not, don't tell me. No, you will. Anyway, typical stuff. Patreon, link in the description. Full episodes and videos on there. And yeah, let's just do it. Here's Michael and Vanessa from the podcast I'm Not Busy. On with the show. You guys, Vanessa and Michael are back. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you guys?
Oh my gosh. So good now that we're talking to you. I miss you.
Good.
I miss you too. I always listen to your podcast, so it's like that weird thing of like, oh, I feel like I'm talking to you guys, but you don't, like, I can't talk to you. I just listen to you guys talking to me, and you know, I'm such a fan. And you guys were recently talking about witches, yes. And every once in a while, you get a little spooky on the show, which I always appreciate.
Yeah. We like it.
I like the spookies. Yeah.
Michael Moore. I'm still, you know, I'm a scaredy cat, but mm-hmm. I feel like I've been trying to be brave.
Well, you've been traveling. I see you opening for Chelsea Handler.
Yeah.
Are you going to any haunted theaters or any haunted hotels?
Literally, like, every theater we do, I'm always like, is it haunted? And they're like, yeah. Yeah. for sure.
I mean, what absolutely. Are
the Did they tell you like the story of the woman in white that everyone sees on the stage?
No, I'm always like, is it? Yeah, I think that's Chelsea. That's the ghost. But yeah, I anytime they're like, it's haunted. Yeah, I feel like it's always kind of a similar thing where they're just like, yeah, we hear like woos or groans. And I'm like, okay, just standing back there. Also, who knows? I may be talking to a ghost when this happens.
Oh my God. They're just like, if people are groaning during your act, it's don't worry, it's just right? a ghost.
The staff is fucking.
That's a good cover up. You're just yeah. like, oh, that sound you hear? Right. Ghosts. Don't worry about ghosts. It. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. Literally, I have been thinking about that so much lately. I've been getting more skeptical of paranormal stuff in a way that I think is healthy, and I think it's good for the paranormal world. I'm not like a full-on non-believer, but there's so many stories that I've been encountering lately where I'm like, could that just have been somebody that was in a place that they shouldn't have been and then they blamed it on a ghost? Or mm-hmm. were they talking shit and they were like, no, it wasn't me. It was a ghost. Like, I was just right. reading one where a ghost in this house was like mimicking people's voices. And so they would be like, oh, I just heard Vanessa in the other room talking shit. And then they go in there and there's like nobody there or whatever. But I'm like, it could have just been Vanessa in there talking shit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I mean,
and that's... she's like, no, it's a ghost. I swear it wasn't me.
That sounds very me. I would blame it on a ghost. Which I just love the idea. Of course, in 2022, we're blaming ghosts now.
I mean, that's fart style, right? Like, it's like you blame the dog about the fart, but it's like now we do it with ghosts.
Right.
Totally.
You know why there's inflation? Ghosts.
Mm.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 100%. Gas prices.
Ghosts.
Mm. All of that. You were talking, Vanessa, recently about pulling out the egg.
Oh, yeah.
Which is funny because that's a thing that I've heard from my family as well. Can you explain this?
The egg. Okay. I recently pulled out the egg on one of my friends, Roxy, because she thought she got the evil eye. So I was like, I got this. It was my first time performing the egg ritual. So we got an egg. And as I like rubbed it on her, I said like a prayer to like release the negativity from her. I don't know if I did it right. but that's what my mom would do, was like, if you got like the evil eye, ojo, or a fever, they rub you with an egg and then you crack it in a cup with water. And some people put it under the bed, but my mom would put it by a window because she said God could see it from the window. And then sucks up either negative spirits or illness from the egg.
It goes into the egg.
Right.
Yeah, I remember my dad telling me that that's what his mother would do, like put it under the bed in a bowl. And like if it cooked, then it's an evil egg. The devil is inside of that egg, which I might still eat it. I'm not going to lie.
Oh,
is that
a
deviled egg?
That's a deviled egg.
Yes.
That's a deviled egg.
You put it under the bed, and then if it's got like sort of like a little dollop of like a mustardy yolk on top of it and some paprika, it's a deviled egg.
Yes.
Oh my God. I never thought about it that way. But yeah, I mean, people are giving me side eye every time I walk down the street.
No.
I'm probably filled. I bet you if I rubbed a couple eggs on me right now, we could have a full, fill one of those deviled egg trays.
Yes.
Oh, it's a potluck. It's a potluck, honey.
Next time I get invited to something like that, I'm going to get a dozen eggs, just do one of these all over my body.
She is feeding the neighborhood.
Yes.
Exactly.
All the evil eye.
Hope y'all hungry, you know. Yeah. My new favorite zone for spooky stuff right now is TikTok. I love spooky TikTok. I get on there at like 2 a.m. when I can't sleep, and it's all bullshit, but I love it. I watch like some of the scariest shit on there.
I mean, I have the hardest time. Again, with the skepticism, it is, people are so good at faking things now.
So and good.
You could, like, people, like, kids these days know how to make a full-on Marvel movie on their damn computer.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So how am I supposed to know what is real and what isn't?
Y'all,
and also
I watched
people
this one.
Are feeding Ugh. Into it. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh, absolutely. No. I watched this one, like, last night. And so this woman, this like young blonde woman, is like, okay, I'm babysitting, and like, look at this crazy thing I found. And it is a doll, maybe, of like a child with its face up against the wall, like Blair Witch style, kind of. And it's up against the wall, and in the doll's pocket, it has like a bell on it. And she's like, this is so weird. Is this like real hair? And what the hell is this? And then she keeps going, and it's kind of a long TikTok. And then every once in a while she's doing something else, you see the doll like reflected in a mirror running behind her. So they're like employing children. Like there are child actors involved in this, or
oh no,
we got these haunted ass dolls. But it was messing me up because like little kid ghost shit.
There was a poltergeist that was all in the papers in England. And did you guys see The Conjuring 2?
Yeah.
Just one.
The Conjuring 2 is based on this famous poltergeist in England called the Enfield Poltergeist. This is not that. This is even before Miss Enfield Poltergeist. Mm-hmm. This is the Battersea Poltergeist. Have you ever heard of it?
No. Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, here we go. Story time. And please interject if you have anything to say as I read you my research. So this is a long story. This it took place over 12 years in this house. Mm-hmm. And so this is kind of the main bullet points. But it started in 1956. There was this Victorian house in Battersea, London. And it's the Hitchings family. We're talking about Wally Hitchings, his wife Kitty, Grandma Ethel, who was also known as Old Mother Hitchings.
Nice.
And her adopted son named John, who at the time was in his 20s. And then there's the lead of the story, who is named Shirley. Mm. And Shirley... oh my God, this is back when Shirley was the name of a 15-year-old. She was 15 at the time.
Useful name.
I know. At the time, I'm sure. Shirley was like the McKenna of the time.
Yes.
So she's in her bed sleeping, and she notices under her pillow a silver key. Just like a random silver key that came from nowhere. I don't. Maybe the tooth fairy's drunk again. I don't know what's going on, but somebody left a key underneath her pillow. And so she brings it to her dad. Her dad puts it in every hole in the house. And
you gotta try every hole.
You gotta. Wow. It's nothing. It doesn't fit into any of these holes around this house.
Okay.
So that same night, they're hearing bangs throughout the house, and walls are shaking to the point where the neighbors are complaining. And actually, Shirley said in an interview much later, she said, it sounded like it was coming from the bowels of the earth. It was just banging. Uh-huh. So this goes on for weeks, this kind of thing, and they start to hear scratching sounds coming from like within their furniture, kind of a claw-like scratching. I can't really imagine what that sounds like, but that's what it says. And they call the cops, they call reporters, photographers. No one can figure it out. So they're like, okay, I guess this is the only logical explanation would be a poltergeist, Carol.
Love it. Oh. This house is filthy.
What about pest control? What if it's just like, you know, family?
But banging the house like from
the bowels.
Mother Nature's bowels.
Yeah, I mean, that's probably not Ratatouille at that point. You know what I mean? You're probably dealing with something a little bigger.
Yeah, Exactly. So, and again, they're having like reporters and people there, and they're like, this is something, but we don't know what it is. But just wait, because it starts to get crazy. You haven't heard anything yet. So they start to name this entity Donald after Donald Duck.
This entity is not wearing pants. This entity is...
I'm assuming.
One top on, bottoms off.
That's what one could only assume.
Right.
But they mainly... I think they named him that because it seemed like it was a grumpy ghost. But as time goes on, a bunch of witnesses are saying that they see bed sheets flying off of beds.
Oh.
They see slippers walking around on their own.
No.
They see clocks floating through the air. Pots and pans are being thrown across rooms. And there's chairs moving around the house. And actually, I loved this one. One of Shirley's gloves was on the ground. It flies up and slaps the dad in the face.
Yes.
Yes, it did.
The gloves with the drama.
And I'm just picturing it flying, and then it stops right before it gets to the face. And then just whoosh.
Yes.
So Donald is obsessed with Shirley, and it's really centering around her. Mm-hmm. And it's to the point where it's kind of following her to work. She's 15, but she's working as a seamstress. She's starting to become known as the poltergeist girl because there's always stuff happening with her. There's sounds that are being heard. Things are going missing. Like they're like, oh, the poltergeist girl. And it's like kind of ruining her life. She's like losing friends.
Yeah.
And apparently she actually lost her job because of this. At one point,
well, that's discrimination.
Yeah.
That's discrimination is what that is.
I mean, yeah, you should, that's a thing. Like, you should be able to, if you have a ghost attached to you, you should still be able to work, I think.
It's like, nobody can help that.
Not really. Yeah. I mean, well, they tried to get some help. I'll tell you about that in a second. There was a night where she was laying in bed and her sheets are getting pulled off. Which I hate.
It's fucking annoying.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the worst when that happens. Right. But she's doing like a full on tug of war with the sheets. And then allegedly her body goes stiff and she starts levitating. Is that a Dua Lipa song?
Yeah.
Is that what the song's about? So the press is going crazy and they're kind of playing it like there's this ghost that's in love with her and they're still calling him Donald and he's starting to get violent now. He's trashing rooms in the house. Fires are breaking out spontaneously throughout the house. And at one point, even the dad, Wally, who's already been bitch slapped in the face by a glove, he gets burnt and had to go to the hospital at one point because of one of these fires. And even Granny, what was her name? Old Lady Hitchings?
Yeah.
Old Mother Hitchings. At one point, she almost gets pushed down the stairs because of Donald. So this paranormal investigator named Harold Chibbett, also known as Chib, he comes over and he becomes the main investigator on this case. And he helps the family to communicate with Donald by using little cards with alphabet letters on them. And they would have
Stranger Things. Yes.
I guess so. They would have him tap. Donald would tap like, is it a P? And like, you know, he would tap whenever they said the letter. Is it an L? Mm-hmm. Like whatever. So that way they were starting to be able to form sentences with him. And then they have this idea. Oh, let's take this room in the house that has a lock on it. We will put a pen and paper in there and we're going to lock it. And then Chib takes the key with him home so that nobody can get in there because people are suspecting at this point that it's probably, maybe it's the girl doing all this stuff.
Yeah.
But they would come back to the house and open up the door. And there would sometimes be up to 60 to 70 notes that are written out.
No.
Handwritten notes.
Prolific.
Damn. 60 to 70. First of all, right. If Donald lived today, Donald would be one of those people that sends a billion text messages when you're like, this should be an email, Donald. Right.
This could have been a seance.
Yeah.
Exactly.
A lot to say.
I guess so.
Wait, what did these notes say?
Yeah.
Do we
all
know?
All kinds of things. Okay, at one point, it's telling Shirley how she needs to be wearing her hair.
No.
Oh.
That's shady.
Right.
I don't like that. Like, you should get bangs. Have you thought about, like, you know what I mean? Like, that's not, I don't know. Though I did just get bangs, and it solved a lot of problems
great.
For me.
Gorgeous.
They look great.
Oh, yeah. Thank you,
did
guys.
A ghost tell you to do that?
Yes, Donald, this ghost I have here. So there was, at one point, there was a note that was written specifically to Shirley, and it just said, "Shirley, I come." I'm not touching that one. So
Donald sounds like a toxic, you know, boyfriend, like the first boyfriend we all had, you know?
Yeah, he doesn't seem emotionally mature. Yeah. I mean, he's pushing grannies downstairs,
messing with the family, like, yeah. You know,
mm-hmm.
Trying to put Shirley down. He's trying to mess with her confidence.
Negging. It's like a negging a little bit. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah.
And a little bit gaslighting, you know, mm-hmm. It's like, I didn't do anything. It's the girl that's doing this, you know. Mm-hmm. So apparently there's this whole thing about this that I don't know how I feel about this part, but mm-hmm. he identifies himself as Louis Charles, who was the short-lived Louis the 17th of France, who was rumored to have escaped captivity during the French Revolution. There's this whole story about did he die a prisoner at 10 or like there's like all this like historical mystery.
Oh, this is like Marie Antoinette's son. That whenever they got taken at the end of Sofia Coppola's Marie Antoinette. Yeah, I just watched it. I know who this is. Okay.
Okay. So Shirley ends up getting married in 1965. And she...
Mazel tov.
I know. She moves away. And I guess Donald starts to appear less in the house. And by 1968, she's still getting messages...
No.
Outside of the house from her West Sussex home. So she's a distance away, and she would, I guess, leave out a notepaper and a pen by her phone, and she would sometimes see messages. And her husband's just like, that's Shirley. I mean, that's just what comes with Shirley, is that there's just this ghost that writes things to her. And I guess there was one in 1968 that said he was leaving. It's over. And that was it. And there's also, she did an interview not that long ago. She's like in her 80s now. She's like just an old, nice grandma lady. And she said that she was at a farmer's market situation in the 80s. And a psychic came up to her and was like, there's this little boy that's following you around. And so maybe that is... a part of it. She doesn't know. Who really knows? But like with any of this stuff, there's of course people speculating that it could be a hoax of some sort.
Right.
And I think the main thing that people think is that it was her, but she says no. I believe her. And I guess, like, you know, there's things like the neighbors complaining because they're hearing all these sounds. There were so many witnesses to this activity that it seems like something was happening.
Yeah, it seems like, why would you also like just do this bit into your 80s? I've never...
You'd really have to commit to it.
Yeah, I've never committed
either way,
to that.
I admire it. You know what I mean? If it is a bit, I'm not mad because I love this commitment to it then I'm just like, okay, well, then you're remarkable. Then you're like a really remarkable actor and performer.
I mean, or it just becomes a part of your personality or like, I don't know. Some people have the same hairstyle for 60 years.
It's true.
Maybe it's just like, that's just you.
Well, and I think that what, like, cause like the spooky stuff that I think I've experienced, I'm in my head, you know, and I've talked about it, and in my head, it's what I experienced, and memory is so weird in that way. Right. And so it's like, I have no idea if like I overblew it or as I've told the story, it's gotten bigger, but I'm like, that's my memory of it. So that's just what it is. And we can't, we can't speculate that much further than that because, you know.
Well, and a lot of this was being documented at the time by at least the one professional Chib. So it was, I mean, and this lasted 12 years. So they were able to document it pretty well. I don't know if there's any video. I that's where I'm always kind of like, can't you get a camera out and just like tape all of this up? Because especially back then, this is pre-TikTok, it would be hard to show two slippers walking on their own.
Right. Like it's hard to like do the special effects for that, you know.
Right.
It's yeah.
Practical in-camera effect.
For me, it was the notes, like all those notes, and it was locked. And then you just open. No, that's
I like that they,
creepy.
Oh, for sure. Like, I don't want any, I barely like normal text messages. I definitely don't want like a sort of eldritch message on a notepad that.
Totally. Especially when it's like, I have some notes for the way you're living your life.
I do like that they had sort of like a 500 days of summer reunion, maybe, because like they broke up and like he's like, I'm done, I'm gone, and then she's just randomly at a farmer's market, and then the psychic's like, there's a little boy following you, and I feel like they looked at each other and just sort of gave like a knowing glance.
Yeah,
they're like, we're not together anymore, we're not going to get back together, but it was fun. It was a fun
now
12 years.
You're just somebody that I used
exactly
to know.
Somebody, yeah. And then he follows some other lady now.
Sequel.
Probably. Mm-hmm. Oh, the sequel, Donald 2.
The squeakquel.
The squeakquel. Hey, you guys, can I show you a haunted doll?
Yeah.
I thought you'd never ask.
Me, of all people? I mean, all I do is show people haunted dolls I find on eBay. Okay, so here's a segment of the show. I think I'm going to call it The Dolls Are Living. Yeah. So I go to eBay and I type in the words haunted doll. And
how many
there
hits?
Are hundreds, if not thousands, of these dolls. And the best part is that most of them come with their own biography. And they're usually written by whoever's selling it. Sometimes they're written by the doll, allegedly. But I want to show you this doll and I'm going to read you their biography. And if you're interested, I would be happy to buy it for you and send it to you. Okay. Here is the doll here. What do you think of this doll?
Oh, I mean, somebody has cut her hair.
Somebody has,
that's not the original cut.
I kind of am living for this. It's like a little, we've got a little gender fuckery going on here that I think is really chic.
Totally. She's got kind of a bowl cut, pretty blunt. She's wearing a red Victorian kind of dress with
velvet.
Balloon sleeves, velvet, some ruffles. You have to have ruffles if you want to be a haunted doll. I also always look at this like marketing. You're trying to sell yourself here, honey. You got to have a bad haircut and you got to have ruffles.
Yeah.
It's sort of...
I mean, there should definitely be like, you know, Tinder, but like for haunted dolls, and you could swipe right or left.
Yeah, that's eBay.
You know, but like
keep scrolling.
This one, she likes walks on the beach, it seems like.
Yes, we can't ignore that she's on the beach.
She's on the beach.
I love this, actually. Like, yeah, she's on the beach, but she's not looking at the water. Like, you know what I mean? She's looking for something back on land, right? Like she's looking for someone.
Does she have a backstory?
Oh, you better believe she has a backstory. I was also going to point out she has no eyebrows, a very nude lip, and the world's smallest hands. She's gorgeous. Okay, so.
Speaking of the nude lip also, it's like the faintest smirk. She knows everything. You know what I mean? Like, it's like,
I'm not scared right away. Like, I thought it was going to be like scary, but she seems nice.
Well, I think she's looking at you with that little smirk going, okay, are they going to say something about my haircut? Because I really worked on this.
Yeah.
Okay. So here's what we got here. Welcome to my auction, and thank you for looking. I'm offering you Clara. I have had Clara for many years now. She's from my private collection. Clara was a one-room school teacher. She has a crazy sense of humor. Yes. I guess you would, too, having to deal with children all day. That's what it says here. She was a teacher while walking this earth, and she still sees herself as a teacher in the spirit world. She will try to correct your grammar, spelling, and speech. LOL. I usually laugh the whole time I communicate with her. I have to admit, my spelling is terrible. She has no problem letting you know. I swear, I spend more time correcting my spelling than communicating. Makes you feel like you're back in school again. No, thank you. But I have to tell you, my spelling has much improved. She will communicate with, she will communicate what her day was like as a teacher. The name John and Mark come up frequently. I believe they were students of hers. She also has a very positive energy and outlook. She loves flowers. Her students would bring her flowers on special occasions. Her response to the flowers was, "It makes my heart sing." She is a very peaceful soul. She's currently going for $41 plus $13.17 shipping. How do you feel about that?
See, I got good vibes from her. She seems like a peaceful soul.
She seems like one.
Yeah, but she wouldn't like me because I can't spell for shit. I think I'd frustrate her.
Well, and yeah, that would probably get annoying. Yeah. Plus, you don't live by a beach and she might not be happy about
that.
Yeah,
she loves the beach.
To wear the to go to the beach in a long sleeve turtleneck dress is that's when you know you're an evil doll. I would say I don't believe her. I think that she's evil. But what do you guys think? Would you like me to buy Clara for one of you?
I'm gonna swipe. Which way do you swipe?
Left, right.
I'm gonna swipe left. Or wait, which one? Which way?
Left
do you swipe
means
when you
don't? Yes.
Oh,
I'm gonna swipe right. I'm going to swipe right.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to swipe right too.
I just don't think we have a lot in common.
It's not a match. I mean, the teacher stuff, we were teachers. But yeah, I feel like if anything, I would donate her to a preschool if she wants to be in that, you know, environment.
Wouldn't that be so scary if you're like counting your kids before you like go outside and there's like one extra one and then you go back over it and it's Clara? And she's like standing with the other kids.
She might be good for TikTok content.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. She's going viral.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, $41 for me. I get to save. Can I play you guys some ghost voices?
Yes.
Sure.
It's time for
EVPs.
Or EV, please. So you guys have done this before. What I do is I go to YouTube and I find EVPs or electronic voice phenomenal. And I have these are, you know, all real EVPs that ghost hunters or people have found and posted. And I'll play them for you and I'll have you guess what you hear. And I'll give you some options of what the ghost hunter believes they heard the ghost say. So this first one was posted by Truth in Evidence TV on YouTube. And it was at Calhoun Square in a very haunted place, Savannah, Georgia. What is this ghost saying? There's a lot of background noise, but there is a whisper.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, I heard it a little.
Any guesses?
Do you remember?
Do you remember? A little.
Yeah.
Or maybe, are you ready yet? I kind of got an, are you like.
Wait, let me hear it again.
Oh.
There's like an S. Okay. Let me give you some options. Okay. Is it A, show me your butt? Is it B, show me April? Which I don't know what that, maybe that's like, they're on Family Feud. Name a month, show me April. Is it C, surely you're tired, Shade? Or is it D, such a big meatball? Okay.
Oh my God.
Here we go. It's one of those.
I guess show me your butt.
I kind of hear that. Vanessa, what do you think?
I hear surely you're tired.
Surely you're tired.
Yeah. Surely show me your tired butt.
In April. Yeah. They believe it's show me April. Show me April.
Okay. Oh.
Here we go. I don't know. I don't know what that would mean, but
show me your butt. I heard more clearly this time. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, well,
yeah. Okay. Show me April's cute. April O'Neil. Maybe it's like a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles moment. That's
could
nice.
Be. okay. Here's one more. This was posted by Ela Davis, and it is at the Schaffner House, which is in Crestview, Florida. What's this one saying?
Not saying gay.
No, it actually is not saying gay. You're right. Okay, let me play it again.
Pizza.
I kind of hear that. Pizza. It's like, okay, there's a couple of words. Let's do it again.
Also hear you're a slut a
you're
little
a
bit.
Slut. Could be.
You're a slut pizza.
You're a pizza or slut.
Pizza. I mean, I am. We are. Collectively.
I know.
As a whole.
Okay. Well, here's some options.
Okay.
Is it A? Oh, Lisa's here.
The ghosts are shady.
Oh, Lisa's here.
Is it B, peace be with you? Is it C, will you please sit down? Or is it D, all this PC crap? Maybe it's like a 50-year-old comedian. All this PC crap these days.
Okay, boomer.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, let me play it again. What do you think?
Oh, Lisa's here?
Let me hear it. Wait, can you do it one more time? It's either, I feel like it's either Lisa's here or please sit down.
It's C, will you please sit down?
Okay.
Oh. I just love the idea of a guest going, oh, Lisa's here.
Lisa's here.
Okay. It's will you please sit down? Let's see if we can hear that.
Yes.
A little bit.
I hear the T in the sit. You know, I hear the that clipped T.
Right.
Why did he, was the ghost going to say like something revealing, like you should sit down for this?
Could he sit down? I'm a ghost and I've been wanting to say something for a little while and I think you should be sitting down.
See, I was thinking of it more just like somebody complaining at a, I don't know, at something where they're just like, will you please sit down? Or like in an airplane.
The ghost is in the service industry for sure. And yeah. It's like, sir, will you please sit down?
Will you please take your seat? We're about to take off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Well, let's just do one more thing. Damn it. I did this with you guys last time, and I can't remember all the things that I asked you. I should have re-listened to it. But we're just going to try it and see what happens. Okay, I'm just going to list some paranormal-type phenomena. And
let's do it.
I want to hear any thoughts you have, any maybe you've experienced it. I'm not sure. Okay. Let's talk about synchronicities. How do you guys feel about that?
Can you explain?
Can I hear it in a sentence?
Show me April. So synchronicities or like deja vu goes along with that, or just like too good to be true. Like how would that have happened? I just thought that that was going to happen and it did. I mean, does that kind of thing happen to you guys a lot, or do you read into it as like, whoa, that's crazy? Or are you like, whatever, it's just a coincidence? Or
totally real.
This happened to me recently, where I was like, me and my boyfriend were out at a restaurant and he was like, I'm gonna get this for the first time. And I'm like, you've already ordered that. We did this, you had it. And then we did come to the conclusion, like, it did happen before. He just has a bad memory and I feel crazy. Where I'm like, no, we did. I know this has happened before. You ordered the meatball sub. And he's like, no.
Like, so was there a moment when you thought that this was some kind of like paranormal, like I've already been here. I've already done this. And then you're like, I actually have been here.
Where I'm like, wait, why would the universe want me to have this meatball sub again?
Like, maybe it was in a past life.
See, I buy into it. I feel like I live in a near constant state of deja vu. Mm. Like, I ate so often for me, and it to the degree that, like, I know sometimes what people are going to say next. Whoa. In a circumstance where I'll almost sort of know, like, something that someone has in their purse or something. And it's not like psychic. I'm not like saying all the things that are in the purse, but I'm like, oh, and then I remember you pull out this lipstick or something. And they're like, I have this lipstick. Like,
it's okay, like, let's just do a test. Okay. I'm going to hold
this
something.
This shit's not going to work.
Let's just see for fun. I have something in my hand right now. What do you think is in my hand?
Come on.
A pen.
I do not have a pen in my hand.
Okay. Okay.
I have a mini stapler.
No. Legit.
Oh, are you gonna say that's what you were gonna say?
Legit was gonna say stapler, and I was like, who the fuck has a stapler these days?
Liar.
No, swear to God.
We're gonna try it one more time.
Go with your gut.
Go with your gut. Even if it sounds crazy, this is the one podcast where you can sound as crazy as you want and only some people will judge you on the internet.
You got this.
I have something in my hand. It's not going to throw you off like that. It's a more common thing.
A pad of post-it notes.
No.
Keep guessing. You get three guesses.
For some reason, I'm feeling paper. Like it's like a notepad or a notebook.
Oh my God.
What was it?
I am right next to my printer. It was my phone.
Okay.
I thought phone.
Okay, so one of the you stapler is a one psychic. Together.
The
you're
stapler
a little psychic.
One, yeah. The stapler one is actually freaky to me because I was like, I think it's a stapler, and then I was like, bitch, who has a stapler? Yeah. Like just like around.
That
but
is
anywho,
random. That is very any, random.
Anywho, like it is like a feeling that like because it doesn't feel like I'm not. It doesn't feel like a psychic thing. It just feels like I keep doing the same things over and over, like a little happy death day. But like, I only catch it every once in a while. And I'm like, we've been here together. Or like, I'll clock when something's a little bit different. And yeah.
See, yes. And that's why I always say I feel like I'm psychic, but not to the point where I could charge people. But because there's so many things that, first of all, are not meaningful that I can pick up on. It doesn't help anything that I could be like, oh, I have a useless feeling that you have something, a stapler in your hand. Like, what is that? It doesn't help anything at all, really. There's that. And also it only happens sometimes and it doesn't happen every time. And
you can't give like a heads up on hurricanes or tornadoes.
No. But I think that I think that there's like that it, to me, it feels more real than being like, oh, I'm going to pay someone to tell me exactly what's real right now in this very moment. I'm like, who could just pull that up, like access that skill right off the bat? I don't know.
Well, I think some of the stuff, right, it's often based in like some kind of empathy and if this, then what thinking, because like whenever I do tarot readings and stuff like that, people are often like, oh, wow, you're really like hitting on some stuff. And I'm like, no, you're hitting on some stuff. And I kind of am okay at reading people. And like, you know, I like there's a different thing going on. And is it paranormal? Maybe you're like connecting to some energy, but it's not like psychic. Yeah, like I don't know if I believe in full-blown psychic.
Yeah. Oh, so you read tarot? I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm. I've started recently, yeah, like in the past like 2 years.
It's a lot to learn. It's too I want to, but I can't learn it all. But I believe in tarot. I very much think that tarot is legit. Ooh, because to me it's like the cards are the ones that are saying the thing,
right?
Mm-hmm.
I think there's people
it's reflective.
There's people that are really good at interpreting it, and I think that especially if you have like intuitive skills, you could do a really kind of psychic reading with them. But I think ultimately, like the cards are going to tell you what the truth is or what the message is or whatever. I don't know. I just like it. I like it a lot.
You knit the story together. Like, I feel like you knit the story because it, like, let's say you're doing like a 3-card reading or something. And then you do your first card, you're going to clock what the person's response is to it a little bit. And then you want the first card and the second card to have some connective tissue. And it is like speculative, but the cards are, you know, creating the framework. And then you're kind of adding stuff to it, and then the person's adding stuff to it. So it's a really collaborative, I think, experience of like, yeah.
So psychic stuff, have you guys been to psychics?
Mm-mm. I've only ever had my like cards read. I've had my palm read.
How did that go?
It was like a girl at a party. You know what I mean? Like, and this is when I wasn't like living my full gay truth. So part of it was a little bit like, I was like, oh, I think you're barking up the wrong tree because I think we're flirting.
I thought you were going to say she was like, you're gay, like based on your palm. She just looked at it. But you were like,
That's how I knew.
She's all, let me read your palm. You're like, here you go. She's like, okay, I'm feeling like you're gay. That's what it's telling me.
She's like, you're going home with me tonight, and you're like,
I'm like,
no.
I guess.
Yeah, I've never been to a psychic or had my tarot read because my mom ruined it for me. She would do that when growing up, and I just remember she would always be upset afterwards. But I don't know who she was going to, but they were like telling her like, this is gonna happen, and then she would get all like freaked out and like obsessed. And then I was like, I'm not doing that. I don't want to know. Never mind.
But isn't your mom also like super Christian?
Catholic. Yeah.
Catholic.
Oh, yeah. And a hypocrite. As most Mexican Catholic moms are. They're also into like witchy stuff, which I'm like, it goes against the whole thing. But they're like, no, it's part of it.
I think it is. I think it's all so much more similar than we like to think. I think that like formal religion puts people against each other or something. But I think there's like so much that is so similar.
The spells and I feel like as Catholics, you know, every saint is like a different spell. If you want like money, or I remember we did a whole thing because we wanted my cousin, she liked this guy and she wanted him to ask her to the middle school dance. So we did like a thing with a saint and the picture of the boy, and we did a whole spell.
That's totally spell work.
Yeah.
Manifesting.
But, I mean, he didn't ask her, but we attempted.
When you say we, what do you mean? A little coven?
It was me, my aunt, my cousin, and my mom. And we were like, okay, we need a picture of this boy. And we put it in a cup of water upside down. It was like a whole thing.
Oh my God. That is full on witchery.
Practical magic.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like it was just more bonding for us, but the guy that never manifested.
Oh, I love that though.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think of, let's see here. I don't know if I asked you guys this before, but let's see. Time travel.
Oh. Like, speaking of TikTok.
Speaking of TikTok, you will see videos where it's like, this person time traveled based on this photo from 1921. And then you'll just see like somebody with in the background with like a cell phone, just like talking, like totally edited in, or it's like they're holding up, I don't know, like a bandage to their ear that they lost in a war or something. Like, it's like not, it's not a
cell phone. I've seen those. Yeah.
But do you think that that's possible?
No, I don't.
I mean, no. But like, as far as like the theory in and around it and like the idea of like, I don't know, like different things like string theory and like universe stuff and the multiverse and different things like that, I believe in that more than I think that we've ever time traveled or like that we've ever encountered that. But I believe that the texture of all of this is way more porous and weird and not linear than we think it is.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think there's got to be like other dimensions for sure. Like when the gummy hits real hard, I'm like, I'm seeing other dimensions for sure. But if, as far as time travel, I'm like, yeah, like Back to the Future, I wish.
God. But God.
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
I just think that we would have fucked shit up more.
Yeah.
Well, and like, okay, this is the version of time travel because of the multiverse stuff and whatnot that I would believe. And this is a little X-Men-y and whatnot. I think that there's like the thing where it's like, you know, I'm going to eat this sandwich. And it's like, do you eat the sandwich or do you not eat the sandwich? Like, choose your own adventure book. And then that creates two.
Oh, the
every
ripple.
Decision you make creates two different universes. There's the universe where Vanessa ate a sandwich, and there's the universe like Sliding Doors with Gwyneth Paltrow.
You have her
two
effect.
Different. Yeah. Absolutely. And I think that that's kind of true. Like, I think that there are like fractals. Mm-hmm. And I think that that actually ties into the deja vu a little bit, where mm-hmm. I think there's like everything you do, there's a version of the universe where you didn't do it.
Let me tell you, there's no version or universe where Vanessa doesn't eat a sandwich.
There's the Hungry Vanessa timeline. There's
no.
The Hungry, yeah. Yes.
No, she loves sandwiches.
And in this timeline, you have an eye patch? Yeah.
I mean, like, who could say anytime there's been horrible things or whatever that have happened in the world, like what if it was somebody went back in time and ate a sandwich right before that happened? Or I don't know.
Yeah.
True.
What a fun thing to think about. Yeah. Well, you guys, I think that's about it. I think we did another podcast together.
Yay!
We did it.
This was
is this
so
the
fun.
Best one yet?
I mean, this is a pretty good one. I'm going to have to vote now if you think that this is the best one. Can you tell people where to find you and listen to your podcast and all that stuff?
Huh. Absolutely. Yeah. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram under Michael Folk. And then for our podcast, it's I'm Not Busy Podcast. I'm Not Busy on Spotify and Stitcher and Apple Podcasts and all that.
Yeah. And I'm Vanessa G Comedy on Instagram and Twitter. And yeah, when I'm not busy, I call Michael and we talk about dumb stuff.
We got some great episodes coming up in the can. Yeah.
I highly recommend it. And last time you guys were on, people sent me messages telling me how funny you guys are and how they listen to the podcast. And I highly endorse. I find you guys so funny.
Aww.
Thank you so Thank much. You. Thank you for having us back.
Yeah, this was fun.
Thank you so much to Michael and Vanessa. go back and listen to the last time they were on. I'll put a link to that appearance on this podcast. I'll put it in the description as well. And you can also find there my Patreon link. And could you rate the show 5 stars? Would you do that for me, please? Leave me a nice review, maybe. Or you could send me a ghost story in a 5-star review. Or you could send it to ghostedbyroz@gmail.com. And I'm on Instagram at Roz Hernandez. My TikTok and Twitter is at It's Roz Hernandez. And I guess that's about it from me. So I will talk to you next week. I love you all, both living and dead.
But if I didn't ask you to haunt me, don't haunt me. Okay, bye!
Star Burns Audio, a podcast network.